This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruch habayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Pei Daled. And there's a discussion whether a husband is a human being or not. Is a husband a person? You know, is a husband, like, what are the options? There's a woman who once came and she complained to her friend, you know, my husband, he's like a malach. Like a malach? What do you mean? So actually, I'm not sure if he is a malach, he's not a malach, but one thing's for sure, he's not a mensch. Anyway, that's the question is a husband a person? Is a husband a person? It doesn't sound as bad as you think. Meaning the question is, when a woman prohibits people, is her husband one of the people that she prohibits, or he's not one of them? She doesn't think of him that way. Rav Nachman on Pei Gimel on Beis said, a husband is not a person, as opposed to the other two answers of the Gemara. The Gemara said that Ula said he's not a person, and Rava said he is, and Rav Nachman said he is not. So the Gemara says, Esve Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman. Now the truth is, Rava could have asked Ula, but maybe Rava didn't meet Ula. Rava met Rav Nachman. So now Rava is asking Rav Nachman the following question. Rava is going to prove that a husband is a person. A husband's not a person. But Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Netula ani min hayyudim. If a woman says, I am removed from the Yidden, so presumably that means that she's not to have relations with any other Jews. Yafir Chelkai, the husband, annuls his share. Usehe Misham Ashtai, and she lives with him. Usehe Netula min hayyudim, and she remains prohibited from other Yidden. That's the halacha. She says, she took this big nether, I'm asur to Jews, I'm removed from Jews, which is assumed to mean that she's not have relations with other Jews. Now, whether she does it or not is not so relevant to the husband. Whether she has relations with him is relevant to the husband. So he could annul his chelek, and she remains annulled, she means removed from Jews. So the Gemara says, "Vi'i amrit ba'al lav b'chal b'riyoy." So if you're going to say a husband is not a person, nidrei inoy nefeshin, this is an afflictive neder. V'yafer la la'olam, and he should always be able to annul this neder. The words of the Gemara don't make any sense. They cannot be read. There's no way to read them. How do you read the words of the Gemara? That's why the Ran, and I was looking at it this morning, trying to figure out, what's the Gemara's kash over here? So I looked at the Ran, and I realized the Ran doesn't have these words of the Gemara. The Ran has different words. And according to the Ran's words, the question is so simple. Think about the nether. The nether is, the woman said, I am removed from Jews. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, the husband could annul his chelek. What do you mean he could annul his chelek? He's not a person. She never asked him. How could he annul his chelek? There is no chelek. He's not asr. The girsa of the Ran is, Eisei rather amlachin netuani min ayudim sha'asra hanas tashmisham aleha vi amrit ba'alav b'chla b'riyoisu lama la hafara. The Ran has the girsa. Lama la hafara. Why does he have to annul it? He was never usher in the first place. He was never usher. It's so much easier if you could change the girsa. And the answer is, la'olam, really I'll tell you that a husband is not a person. But shani hacha, Emalacha, I'm going to say to you, Shani Hacha. Here, the husband is included. The Muchacha Milsa, because it's clear, the Al Hetera Ka'asar Nafsha. She's asering what was Mutter. Think about it. She says, I'm Asar to Jews. Lady, you're married woman. Of course, you're Asar to Jews. You're Asar to every single Jew except for your husband. What do you mean you're Asar to Jews? You're married. Ah, I mean I'm Asar to my husband. So in general, a husband is not a person. But in this case, it's clear he's what the person who she's assering. Because otherwise, what's she assering? She's assered to everybody anyway as a married woman. So according to the Ran's Girsa, the question is, why does the husband have, if a husband is not a person, she never assered him, then why does the husband have to annul it? And the answer is, in this case, it's clear he's a person. Says the Ran, Shani Hacha Demuch Chamilsa De Ahatera Ka Asra Nafsha Lo'olam. Really, I'll tell you, Ba'alma La B'chlal B'riyosu. In general, he's not a person. Aval Hacha, but over here, Kisha Oiseres Olea Hanas Tashmish. When she answers relations, because she said Netula. Netula sounds like she's answering relations. Vo'imeres Netula Niman Yehudim. Akarchach. Obviously, her das is that the husband is bechlal the iser. De'atira ka'asra nafsha. She's asering her. She's asering someone who is mutter. De'bi isura lamala lamesar. Why would she need to aser someone that's aser? Kfar asura vaymeda. She's already aser to them. V'kiven de'lesley hatera. And since there is no heter ela betashmish baila, the only person who she's allowed to have relations to is her husband. So that means al karchach ikar nidra who lesser hanas tashmishai. It must be her ikar neder is to ask her his tashmish. Hilkach hacha vaday al karchach baal bechlal briyosu. In general, a husband's not a person. Here it's clear she meant him, because otherwise, who does she mean? The kasha was, if a husband's not a person and she never answered him, then why does he have to annul it? And the answer is, here it's clear she meant him. Now, we just did the legislated the Daf HaShavua runs. However, I'm going to do something very unconventional now. I'm going to do a run that's not legislated. And the reason I'm going to do it is, number one, I understand it. And number two, it actually explains our Gersa. It's always nice to be able to read the Gemara and understand the words of the Gemara that it says, instead of saying, you know, I can't really explain what the Gemara says, but it's okay because the Ran has other words. So the Ran has a very somewhat innovative way to understand this Gemara. And it's also very simple. And it's like this. Okay. The Ika Nuschi de Garsi. There are those Nuschois that have a Gersa, which is what it says in our Gemara. V'i Amrit Ba La Bechla Briyosu. It's Nidre Inoy Nefesh. So then he should be able to be Mefer. Meaning like this. I'll say it outside. If the husband's a person, then when she says Netula Ani Min HaYehudim, she means the husband. And then you could say what she means is Tashmish Amita. And she's coming to Aser the Tashmish of her husband, together with all Jews. Therefore, he could annul his Chelek. And if she gets divorced, then she'll be Aser to all Jews, because that's not Inoy Nefesh anymore. That's Dvarim Shebeinoy Lebeina, that the old husband doesn't have control over. But question, if the husband's not a person, then when she said Netulani min hayudim, could someone please explain to me what she meant? If the husband's not a person, what did she mean? I'm removed from all Jews. She can't have tashmish with all Jews. She wasn't able to anyway, because she's a married woman. Must be Netulani min hayudim means I'm not going to get any benefit from all Jews. Oh, you're not going to get any benefit from all Jews? That already is Nidroi Inoy Nefesh. She can't mean tashmish because she's already aser. She must mean, I'm not going to have fruits. Well, then that's inoy nefesh. Well, if it's Inui Nefesh, then why is the Baal only annulling his chelek? He should annul everyone's chelek because it's Inui Nefesh. And the answer is really, in general, the husband is not a person. But here, it's muchach that he is, because the word netula means tashmish, and therefore it has to be going on the husband since she's aser to everyone else. That is how the Ran explains the wording of the Gemara that we have. And that's basically the bulk of today's Amud. We'll just begin the next Gemara. And the rest of the Sugya, this coming Sugya, we'll do tomorrow. The Mishnah said that if she says, I'm not getting benefit from all people, the husband cannot annul it. Because she could get benefit from him, and it says she could benefit from Leket Shikhan Peah. Why does it say she could benefit from Leket Shikhan Peah and not Maaser Ani? That's another gift to the poor. Why did the Mishnah say, V'yicholah hi lehanes b'leket shikho peah? Says the Gemara, V'loika tani uv'maaser ani. It doesn't say Maaser Ani. Ay v'tanya b'braisa. But we learned in a braisa, it's actually a Tosefta uv'maaser ani. It says in the braisa, leket shikho peah and Maaser Ani. Amar of Yosef leikasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. Whether she gets the Maaser Ani is a machlokes Reb Lezer and Rabbanan, namely the Tanan Reb Lezer Omer, Ein Adam Tsarech Likrois Shem Al Maaser Ani Shel Demai. A person does not have to pronounce and say that they're being mafresh Maaser Ani on Demai. Demai is when you buy produce from an Am Haaretz. Demai means damai. We don't know if the Am Haaretz took off Trumas HaMaisos. We're concerned that he didn't. So normally if you purchase grain from an Am Haaretz, it's demai. It's an unknown status, and you'll have to be mafresh truma. Now, if you're mafresh truma, you're gonna have to give it to a kohen. What are you gonna do with it? Meiser, on the other hand, it's a suffix. Now, the Meiser is 10%. From that 10%, you're not going to have to give it to Levi, because you could tell the Levi, you know what, I'm not sure I have to give it to you. But from that 10%, one of the 10 is Trumas Meiser. From Meiser, 10% of the Meiser goes to the Kohen. So that the halach is looking around. Halakech me'am ha'aretz tzorech la'aser. You have to take off ma'aser. V'litroim chumas ma'aser. V'noisno l'koyin. But o ma'aser rishon gufei ma'akvoi la'atzme. The ma'aser rishon itself you could keep for yourself. Acher shehefrisai. Because since ma'aser rishon is mutter to a czar, you see, whatever you're taking off is misafik. Truma, you have to be mafresh. And you can't hold on to it because you're not misafik. You can't eat it. You're not a kohen, so you have no choice. Misafik, you're giving it to the kohen. Ma'aser rishon, anyone could eat ma'aser rishon. It's financially belongs to the Levi, but in this case, it's a suffik. So you could say to a Levi, "I'm not giving it to you, and I'm going to eat it." You could keep the Ma'aser Rishon after you separate it, because it's mutter lezarim, and Ma'aser Mechaber Avaraya. Avo Ma'aser Ani ain't sarach lahafresh. When it comes to Ma'aser Ani, you see, Ma'aser Rishon, you have to separate. Why? But maybe the Am Haaretz did it already. I have to separate it in order to give Trumas Ma'aser. You can't have Trumas Ma'aser if you don't have Ma'aser. So I'm mafresh the Ma'aser, and I don't have to give it to the Levi, but I have to take 10% of the Maaser and give that to the Kohen. But Maaser Ani, I don't even have to separate it, because maybe it's not Chayiv. Avo Maaser Ani ain't Tzarech LaHafresh. This really the Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that Afilu Vadai Shelo Yefrishai Min Akri. Because you know what Rabbi Lezer holds? Even if it definitely wasn't separated, not separating Maaser Ani does not render the produce Tevel. It doesn't make the produce Aser. It's just a financial responsibility. It doesn't make a tavel. Therefore, you don't have to be mafresha. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. And then the Gemara says, "Chachamim Koireshem." You have to say its name. You have to proclaim it. You don't have to separate it. Look in the round. Chachamim Koireshem. The Chachamim say, if you definitely didn't separate it, have a tevel. It would be tevel. V'yehi oichal min akri b'misa. Even though afal pi shemesukan legamri. Even though it's already mesukan. Even though it's already fixed. Vein tzach l'sakein el l'hafrish meiser ani. You don't have to fix it. You only have to separate it. We'll elaborate on this more tomorrow. Hilkach mafrishay misafik. Therefore, you separate misafik. The sfeikoi toivel. If vaday you weren't mafrish it, it would be tevel, and the person who ate it would be chayv misa. So we'll have to see what it means, Mesukan Lagamri. But there seems to be a machlokes, Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. What would the halacha be if you're not mafresh meiser ani? Does it render the produce aser be'achila? Therefore, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, who holds Ein Adam Tzarich L'Kroi Shem Al Meiser. We'll have to explain how does that explain why this woman, why the Mishnah didn't say she could eat meiser ani. And the Chachamim say not like that. And we'll elaborate this along this more tomorrow. That is Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? Okay, Shkoyach everyone. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Shkoyach. Thank you, Ralph.
Call to...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.